Welcome to worship this day. I'm Pastor Derek Ingfeldt, and I welcome you here to Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Saratoga, California, on this 28th of June in the season of Pentecost, a season of growth. This is our 16th Sunday of virtual worship. It is good to have you here. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Good, gracious, and glorious God, again we come before you with thanks for your faithful and abiding presence. Today we gather from far and wide to praise you for your life-giving word that brings us comfort, hope, and inspiration. Lift our spirits in praise before you now, for you alone are worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise. Amen. And now we begin our service with Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Anton, for sharing that piece with us to begin our service, turning our eyes upon Jesus, the best way to begin and conclude our service. Today in our world, more than 2.5 million people have been infected by the COVID-19 virus here in the United States, and more than 125,000 have died. More than 10 million people worldwide have contracted this virus. We continue to pray that God would have mercy, that God would grant us wisdom to come up with a vaccine and a cure. As our communities continue to change for the better and for the worse, we pray that God would grant us patience during this time, that we might be good examples of our Lord Jesus and to keep the other in mind. We want to maintain contact with every member of our community. And so we urge you, if you are viewing at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, please join us after the service for a live virtual gathering on Zoom. It would be good to see you there. Please also note that on our church website, by 9 o'clock each morning, we post our daily bread devotionals. Please go there, be encouraged by what you find, and use that time as an opportunity to pray with your brothers and sisters in Christ. You can join us live Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock as we meet together for Bible study using the method called Zoom. We are studying the prophets now, making our way through the Bible. Also on Thursdays at 6:30 in the morning, if you're an early riser, you can join us by Zoom as we study the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Please let us know your needs. If you need any grocery shopping, pick up prescriptions, anything of the sort, we have people standing by to come to your assistance. Happy Sweet 16 to Savannah today. Happy birthday to you. And happy 25th anniversary to Stu and Mylin. And later this week, to Ted and Doreen, as they celebrate 66 years of marriage. Congratulations to you all. Our condolences go out to Robert and Nancy, their family, at the death of Robert's father this past Friday. We will include them in our prayers for today. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to the ministry and mission of our Lord Jesus Christ in and through Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Thank you for reaching out to each other in your care and concern, especially during these days. And thank you for your financial support of this congregation. We receive support by mail or online and appreciate your generosity. And finally, if this service is of benefit to you, please do share it with others, pass it on. And now enjoy a live rip-roaring fast tune on Bells. Now we turn to Holy Scripture for this Sunday in the season of Pentecost, according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 40 through 42. These are the words of our Lord. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. This is the gospel of our Lord. Dearly beloved of God, grace, mercy, and peace be to you this day from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this last Sunday in the month of June. Well, since the COVID crisis has taken front and center stage, we have received what many deem to be a welcome and unexpected blessing. We have been spared endless months of political ads, which would bombard and monopolize our televisions and computer screens. But, of course, it's only a matter of time. The candidates are in the starting gate, champing at the bit, and the starting gun is about to go off. There's a lot at stake for our leaders, for our nation, for our world. Pray for discernment, to sort through the promises that will be made and the probability that they will be kept. Pray that those who aspire for political office will speak the truth, be persons of integrity, and serve not only those who elect them, but all whom they represent. And pray that the work accomplished will be good work that will bring benefits not only to our nation, but beyond our nation, to the world. Pray and vote. But our calling, yours and mine, extends over and above and beyond the political campaigns that will soon be shifting into high gear. Ours is a campaign for Christ, who has come to save and to redeem the world. Ours is a campaign worthy of your life's commitment. This morning we hear words of Jesus that lift up the importance of the work he's called us to do and the message he has called us to bear and to share. It is his work and his message, after all, and there is nothing of higher or greater value. And when our eyes are open to see it and our ears are open to hear it, when we acknowledge that this is indeed the work of God, the results are blessing and reward. He who receives you receives me, Jesus says. This is the case because we are representatives of Jesus. The work we do is his work. The message we bear is his message. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. When we recognize it, affirm it, and support it in whatever way we can and to whatever extent we can, reward and blessing come our way. These are the promises of our Lord. Do you want the blessing of God in your life? You want heavenly reward? Open your eyes to see what God is doing, and then do what you can to support it. Open your eyes to hear the truth, and then, once you receive it, affirm it. There was a precious nugget of hope in last Sunday's San Jose Mercury News. Perhaps you saw it, but I expect many of you did not. For we have people tuning in to this broadcast from Massachusetts, Missouri, Florida, North Carolina, and Southern California. Another unexpected blessing that has come in the midst of these COVID-19 days. But highlighted in last Sunday's business section in an article entitled Faith, Hope, and Coffee was John Krause, seen here with his wife, Leanne, who are co-founders of Big House Beans. The company consists of a roastery in Antioch, a cafe in Brentwood, and a soon-to-be coffee house in Oakland. Krause has a most interesting story. He was released from San Quentin State Prison 10 years ago. He had been incarcerated for 12 years, sentenced for crimes related to drug addiction. But AA meetings and a Christian faith community turned his life around. In a highlighted section of the article listing five things about John Krause, topping the list was this: loves Jesus and spiritual development. And when he was asked about the mission of his company, he had something more to say than coffee. Our mission as a company, he says, is to create jobs for people with barriers to employment and to give them an opportunity to learn about the coffee industry. This is a contemporary example of a man who is involved in Christ's campaign to extend his kingdom by sharing his love and grace. Another article that caught my eye in last Sunday's paper, written by Martha Ross, in the Well magazine, also published by the Bay Area News Group, highlighted was Greater Good Science Center, co-founded in 2001 at UC Berkeley by Tom and Ruth Ann Hornaday, themselves both Berkeley graduates, and Dr. Keltner. Keltner interestingly notes that Charles Darwin was misunderstood. Keltner maintains that Darwin's work was more than finches in the Galapagos Islands. In fact, he insists that Darwin also discovered that communities of sympathetic individuals were more successful at raising healthy offspring than those who were not sympathetic, and that sympathy is the sine qua non of evolution. Well, that's quite a claim. Also highlighted in the article were discoveries made with scientific backing with respect to keys to well-being. Listed were the following key qualities: compassion, empathy, gratitude, forgiveness, and awe. Not surprisingly, these comprise some of what we might call the central or core values of our Christian faith. The church has known and has experienced the value of these characteristics for centuries, and they were exemplified and taught by Christ. We should not be at all surprised that scientific evidence backs up the claim that these qualities are integral in cultivating the greater good of our society and world. This work can encourage us in our work in the campaign for Christ. For Christ came not only to bring us salvation after we breathe our last here on this earth, he came also to teach us how to live good, healthy, and meaningful lives that bring benefit and blessing to others. And if anyone gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, he will certainly not lose his reward. Well, there are many ways to be involved in the campaign for Christ. There are many ways to affirm and support the work of God in the world, even something as small as a cup of cold water to refresh Christ's workers is not insignificant, but is acknowledged by God and worthy of reward. Some of you know that for the past 7 years, I've participated in a fundraising effort for the Arthritis Foundation. Their mission is to care for those who are afflicted with the disease, including more than 300,000 children in the United States. The mission also is to raise funds for research, to develop better ways to treat arthritic symptoms, and to discover a cure. The number one fundraiser nationally for the foundation is the California Coast Classic, a 525-mile bicycle ride down the beautiful coast of California. Here you can see a photo montage of the event. Well, there are many working pieces, as you can imagine, that need to come together to make this all happen. There are, of course, the riders themselves. Here you see a photo of the group at the beginning of one of the years. A huge support team is also needed to make it a successful event. There are the organizers. There are fundraisers and donors. Here you see one of them who had a very creative way to raise funds, offered to dress this way for the day for $1,000 donation. There are, of course, those who feed us at rest areas and also a local bike shop in San Luis Obispo where they fed us a free lunch. You might also recognize a bell player in the audience there, and those yummy treats that they served us, both tasteful and refreshing. Then there were the people who cheered for us along the way, greeting us at rest areas. There was the SAG team, composed of the road crew. Here you see them working out to get their muscles strong, to lug the luggage around, and the top of the SAG wagon, in case a rider simply couldn't make it to the next stop. There are mechanics, roadside assistants, And on the last evening we shared in the 8-day journey, there are volunteers who were honored. There are youth honorees who also will share with us, and all this to get us to the finish line. Through all of this, all of these people came together to make this event happen, to make it successful. Even a cup of cold water given to one who was a disciple of mine, that person will not lose his reward. That cup of water refreshes the workers of Christ. Also, in Christ's church, there are many valuable pieces that come together to arrive at success, to ensure a winning campaign. Here in our own congregation, we have Bible study leaders. We have musicians, as you have seen week after week on this broadcast. Altar Guild continues to serve during this time, keeping the eternal light going, which is seen behind me. We have an administrator who keeps things together. We have donors who keep us moving and keep us working. We have business end leaders who make important decisions about when we are going to be able to come back together in person. We have Sunday school teachers who spend time with our youth workers, ushers, greeters, lectors, liturgists, and even people who videotape and edit this service. Thank you all for what you do, for your work in God's kingdom. And why do we do it? Because God's good news is needed in our world today. The good news of Jesus' love for us, God's love for us, shown in Jesus Christ our Lord, who came in grace to save us from our sins and to show us a better way. He's come to show us how to live meaningful lives of health and influence. A dear friend and member of our congregation often greets me with the question, "So what's the good word?" My usual response to him, "Jesus loves you." And that's the good word for today, and a good word for every day of our lives, a word we need to hear, a word you need to share with others. In big ways and small ways, Jesus calls us to be part of God's work, to win souls of God's beloved people, and to invite them to be part of a winning campaign for the sake of his Father's kingdom and for the glory of his name. Amen. And now let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we bow our hearts in humble adoration, and we give you thanks and praise as we go about your work in this Pentecost season, the season of renewal and growth. We lift before you those in special need of your healing touch and the assurance of your presence in their lives. For Becky, Dick, and Dawn. For Dorothy, George, and Kimberly. For Greg, Han, Jace, and Janice. For Josephine and Sam, for May, Nancy, and Thelma. We thank you that you are watching over these, your beloved servants, and pray that you would bring them to perfect health. As we celebrate our independence as a nation this coming week, we pray that you would help us to be mindful of our dependence on you. As we celebrate the freedom that is ours, help us to be mindful of the responsibility you've given us to be examples in our world and to lead the way in the pursuit of justice and peace, kindness and grace. In these days where we are consumed by COVID-19, we pray especially for those in New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts continuing to bear the brunt of this crisis. We pray that you would give us your wisdom, be with all healthcare workers, sustain them, give them good rest, be with food providers, grant us all patience and steadfastness. We pray for recovery, we pray for vaccine, we pray for a cure. We thank you for the gift you have given to us in your servants, Belinda, Brian, Reed, Savannah, and Sharon, who all celebrate their birthdays this coming week. And for David and Laura, Paul and Teresa, Stu and Mylen, Ted and Doreen, Tom and Momoyo, as they celebrate their anniversaries this week. For our leaders, we lift before you, including our president and vice president, that you would grant wisdom, guidance, and insight, humility, and strength as they seek to serve your people. We pray for New Creation Church in San Jose and for Pastor Christina, for the work taking place within and beyond their church walls, for Kamel and Badia as they serve in the Middle East and North Africa, that you would bless their ministry and keep them safe. And we pray for the Moutinho, Moyer, and Wallace families as they grieve the loss of loved ones. Assure them of your comfort and remind them of your eternal promises. All these things we lift before you, trusting in your mercy, as we join together in the prayer you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this 28th of June. It is good to have you here, good to have you part of this community. Receive now the benediction from the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Rome, chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we have closing music from Elizabeth, Dove of Peace. Thank you.